For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest on last week's Cultural Baggage, Jacob Hornberger, president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, FFF.org.
Well, here at FFF, the Future of Freedom Foundation, we have just so much faith and confidence in the power of ideas. Just what you're doing now, transmitting ideas on freedom. There's a reason why totalitarian dictators try to shut people like you and me down, and that is that they know that when ideas and truth hit a person's mind, there's no telling what the result is going to be. And so you can shift an entire company if you want to change a company's philosophy, but you can also shift an entire nation. And government officials who are in large part reaping the benefits of the control that they're maintaining over people's life savings and their income and their well-being, they know that power. So I would say that that's our best vehicle, continue transmitting ideas. And the Internet provides a perfect vehicle for that. That's why a lot of our energies are now devoted to what we're doing on our website.
If I didn't feel that I could make a difference through these radio programs, wouldn't be much point in exposing myself the way I do.
That's right. And the fact that you do it, you're essentially saying ideas matter. They have consequences. And this is how the great strides in humanity have always taken place. I mean, the great achievements like Magna Carta, the Petition of Right, the Declaration of Independence, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, habeas corpus, they've always begun with the idea that with people's ideas. Sometimes, a dangerous spreading of ideas because they threaten government officials in many instances. But that's how things get changed. It gets changed one person at a time through the transmission of ideas. They make something illegal, like they did with alcohol, and it's basic laws of supply and demand. They're not going to stop the supply of it. They're certainly not going to stop the demand for it. People want to consume these things. But what they do is they turn it over to a black market, which is usually filled with unsavory people, especially in the narcotics business, drug business. And so you've got, instead of pharmacies peacefully competing for people's business, you've got drug lords and drug gangs. And the more they crack down, the higher the price goes, the higher the profits go, because you're restricting supply. And so the more the violence is, the more the incentive to knock somebody out, the more of luring innocent people into the drug trade in the hope of making one big score.
Hopeless, hopeless, hopeless. If you'd like to hear more of this interview, please visit our website, drugtruth.net. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.